Hello, this is Tom Thompson with John Lothian News. This is the first in our occasional series about European markets. I'm speaking today with Randolph Rote, who is a member of the executive board of Eurex. He is responsible for equity index derivatives as well as client services. Today, we're going to talk mostly about Eurex's new micro contracts. How are you today, Randolph?
Very well. Thank you for having me here, Tom.
It's great to be talking to you. It would be nicer to be doing this in person, but there's this pandemic thing going on.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Not for much longer, hopefully.
Yes, we hope. I've read about your contracts. When did you launch them, and which ones have you launched so far?
Yeah, we launched on April 19th, micro futures on DAX, Eurostoxx 50, and SMI.
They are micro. What's the value of that approximately in euros?
1 euro per index point for DAX and Eurostoxx, and it's 1 Swiss franc for the SMI, which means because the indices are at different levels in the Eurostoxx case, it means the notional value of the future is 4,000 euro and the SMI is 11,000 francs. And in the DAX, it's 15,000 euro.
Okay, so that's so the DAX contract is, you said 50,000 euro?
15,000. And that compares.
I was going to say 50,000 wasn't such a micro contract, but 15.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How's it been going?
When you launch a new product, the most critical step is to achieve the initial level of liquidity, where the liquidity providers sort of get rewarded for showing up and showing prices, and the clients find a reasonable price picture. And I think that step we accomplished. So the products are not going the way anymore as the initial liquidity is going. So overall, we're talking 5,000 contracts on average per day, roughly. Record was maybe 7.5 so far, and it's pretty robust in that sense. What is obviously important for us is that we attract real client flow in there. And we see 21 brokers have been already active in it, and about 1/3 of the flow is from clients, and that's what's important. And yeah, so the start went well, and now we see how it will continue.
Is it too early to tell if you are creating new business, getting in new customers, or just diverting them from the other contracts? Mm.
I think we have some evidence that it is a new business. I mean, we have, as part of this initiative, we have reached out to retail brokers globally for joint education efforts. And we have seen activity. We have seen orders from those retail brokers. And historically, obviously, the retail flow at Eurex has been very small. So yes, we see, we believe, I mean, we obviously cannot one-to-one track the clients. I mean, it's the relationship is with the brokers that we see new flow.
That's very good. Were there reasons not to list the smaller contracts?
There's always the question of splitting liquidity. So usually you try to bundle all the liquidity in one contract, and then this is to the benefit of all participants. And therefore, it only makes sense to list on the same underlying index more than one future if you have sufficient liquidity, which is clearly the case. I mean, with those three highly liquid products. And if you have also different trading interests, sort of, for example, institutional investors looking for very large contracts and size and so on, and then also smaller investors. So, and both things are given here in those contracts, and that's why we listed it. But obviously we would not list any contract we have also in the micro version. I mean, we always need to be cautious of not splitting unnecessary liquidity.
Eurex has a large number of MSCI-based futures contracts. Are there mini versions or micro versions of those in the works?
I mean, the MSCI is an important index complex for us. Indeed, we have 136 futures and 22 options. We are the exchange with the biggest open interest pool. We are going to list new futures on the, 31st of May, so in 10 days' time. Those are going to be on ESG and indices, and then also further indices related to Asian countries. When it comes to, do we see micro futures there? I think it's a bit too early. I mean, the MSCI market is very institutional focused, and we at this stage we don't see any real retail or smaller investor interest into it. And we, as I said, also we need to be cautious of splitting liquidity. And in most of the MSCI contracts, they are not obviously there yet when it comes to the liquidity as the well-established DAX, Eurostox, or SMI contracts.
Eurex appears to be trying to lure new traders into its markets. Do you expect to convert traders from other products, from other exchanges, or are you trying to create brand new traders?
I think, the strategy we have here is sort of think global, act local partnership with banks and brokers. So in other words, retail is very retail, local focused in general. So most US retail investors trade for most US products and Asian the same, and European as well. Think global, we want to address the retail investors in all regions, but then have local partnerships with the banks and the brokers there, and then we partner in terms of education and so on, and gear that to the local needs. So that's the strategy. And in this respect, we don't think, the retail market is growing. We don't think we take anything away from anybody else. I mean, we see more, for example, if you have relatively sophisticated retail in the US, having a strategy for S&P futures or options, why shouldn't this investor then also think, why shouldn't I diversify? And on top of trading, obviously, S&P futures, also try the same strategy in Eurostox, so DAX futures. So that's sort of the approach. I think that makes sense. And then we also, so this is the approach for the non-European retail, that we say, look, it makes sense to diversify. And if you diversify into Europe, then obviously Eurex is the exchange of choice, because we have the most biggest volume, the most attractive contract. And then in Europe ourselves, we also work with the local brokers. And here we also see a pickup in the interest. That's the strategy we see. So we don't think we take anything away, but it is sort of a large chunk is new flow. But we also obviously some institutional flow also using the micro futures. So it's not like it would be only used by retail.
Where do you see the advantages of the Eurex micro contracts compared to more OTC kinds of products, warrants and CFDs and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the usual advantage you have as an exchange. You don't have counterparty risk. You benefit from the full competition of the order book, so you don't have just sort of one counterpart you interact with and you need to close the position with it. You have a transparent market structure where everybody sort of sees the same, and a full transparency picture. So those are the main arguments which are there. Yeah.
What are the trading hours now for the micro contracts?
They trade sort of the full trading circle cycle at Eurex is 21 hours. So starting in the morning of the Asian markets and then going all the way to the 10 p.m. European time. So I guess 4 p.m. New York time. So yes, they're fully covered as we target all regions with these products.
Well, thank you very much, Randolph, for speaking with us today. There's a 21-hour per day opportunity to trade micro contracts at Eurex, and I hope we've educated the listeners about the opportunity. Thank you very much, Randolph, and we'll speak again soon, I hope.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.